The first of five trials for more than a dozen inmates charged in connection with a deadly 2017 prison riot at the James T. Vaughn Correctional Center in Delaware ended last week. The case will continue as groups of remaining defendants have separate trials and juries. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed asks a law professor how testimony from the first trial may affect future jurors.
After a four-week trial and 3 days of deliberating, one defendant was found guilty of two counts of murder, riot, conspiracy, assault, and kidnapping. Another was cleared of murder but guilty on other counts. A third was acquitted. For the first trial, many of the 225 potential jurors vetted said they couldn't be unbiased because they formulated opinions based on media coverage. The court chose 12 after 4 days. Widener University Delaware Law School professor Judith Ritter says selecting the next jurors may prove more challenging now that witness testimony from the first trial and that jury's opinion are public knowledge. She says the task will be
to try to find jurors who will, I guess, convincingly tell the court that they will be able to put what they've read aside and just consider the evidence in the trial they're sitting on as it comes from the witness stand.
Ritter says repeat witnesses could bolster the case of defendants or prosecutors.
Can, of course, use that to be able to anticipate. They can also, if they say something different in the second trial, same witness, then their credibility can be impeached. There's also some downside in that witnesses can get better sometimes, be stronger.
Ritter predicts jury selection for the next trial will take longer than last time. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.